Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, just one thing to flag that's coming up on RTÉ1 television later this evening. President Connolly, How the Race Was Won, is an Access All Areas portrait of the recent presidential campaign and election. It features behind the scenes footage from the campaign trail, from the debate to the controversies. Here's a clip. This is Catherine Connolly in her constituency office in Galway mid-campaign on the pressures of what she had signed up for.
I've had moments, yeah. Moments of, oh my God, you know, moments of terror, really. Just come back to my core, really, all of the time, come back to my core. It's something I have to do when I feel I'm off. I go back to my core. What is this about? Why am I standing? What am I standing for? Then I see the amount of people that have put so much trust and faith in me. Yeah. I think it's the enormity of that, actually, the trust that people have put in me. Yeah, that's an enormous burden is the wrong word. Enormous responsibility.
That's when you hear her there. She's getting up in the mid-sentence there to open the door to Bevan O'Connor. She's the woman behind that campaign, actually. And you don't hear from her, or we haven't heard from her before, but she does talk in this documentary for the first time. And it also features Barry Linehan of this parish, who's doing what he does best. So I would recommend it. Yes, President Connolly, How the Race Was Won, on 9:35 tonight on RTÉ1, right after the news.
Now, there's been rejoicing in Kerry and in Kildare today as the Golden Globe nominations were announced at a glittering ceremony earlier. Killarney's Jessie Buckley and Maynooth's Paul Mescal were nominated for their roles in the sort of biopic The Bard.
Never forget for a moment.
Mama!
They may be gone.
Mama!
My boy.
He lives not.
You should go to London. That place in your head is now more real to you than anywhere else.
Now, Paul Mescal and Jessie Buckley there in Hamnet about the life of Shakespeare and their Anne Hathaway and William Shakespeare and their child that died. Now, let's head for Thurles, where Jessie Buckley's talent first took flight. Mary Butler is former principal at the Ursuline Secondary School. Mary, good evening to you.
Good evening, Colin. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Vicarious congrats, Mary.
Ah, well, no.
Ah, come on, you saw the spark, Mary.
Congratulations, congratulations goes to the girl who has the talent.
And would people, I suppose, when they start their secondary school career, they're sometimes told that the roots of the word education is to draw out the talents, the innate talents that's in a student. You got the ball rolling in the Ursuline.
I know my Latin.
Very good. And what was it about Jessie Buckley on stage in school? Did you recognise a talent there at the time?
Yes, gosh. You couldn't miss her, to be honest. She had that, you know, hundreds of kids go through the school and you have hundreds of them over the years who have been on the stage. And just every now and again, you get a special person. And she had that X-factor, if you want to call it that word. And she just was top class.
And you directed school plays. So when somebody, you know, when a student has that X-factor that you're talking about, is it that they bring an energy to the stage that helps the people in the performance around them as well? What is that, and what did you see in her?
Just the wonderful ability to create character. You know, she took it very seriously. At school, even, she was just, you know, well able to read what was required and then gave it 110%.
And can you think of any particular production?
Oh, gosh, yeah, she was. We do a school show every year in October. And she was in three. Because we have such a huge cast, they come in, and their first show is in junior third year, if you want, and then fifth year and sixth year. And she was in Chess, West Side Story, and Children of Eden.
So all of
she.
Everything on
She's
display there.
Voice.
Yeah, as we've heard recently, she recorded an album with Bernard Butler during COVID, and we've heard her singing other things as well. But that was in display in all of those roles that she was in the Ursuline, was it?
Yeah, there were three musicals, and she was just super. You'd listen to her forever, you know.
And if she was sitting in your office today, Mary, what would you say across the desk to her on this fine achievement?
I would say well done and well deserved, because boy, does she work hard at her craft. She, you know, everything she does, as I said, she does with huge enthusiasm, and she brings her talent to bear, and she gives us everything.
Well, well done to the Ursuline as well for having such a creative and productive atmosphere there for a young talent. Mary Butler, former principal at the Ursuline Convent. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Coming up, we'll be back with the weather.